Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The news developments last week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday were ones where gold and silver prices have almost always declined over the past 5 years. Specifically, these events were the expiration of the New York COMEX May silver option contracts, the end of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, and the final trading day of the calendar month. Almost every time these events have occurred over the past 60 months, gold and silver prices fell. Last week, the spot prices of gold and silver not only held their recent gains, they moved up to year-to-date highs. In my commentaries last week, I warned that if the price of silver was not pushed down last week, that it would be a scary signal for the near-term state of the U.S. dollar, the government, and the economy. The negative ramifications to financial markets are already setting in, though you probably won't know it from the general media. Just 2 days ago, on Monday, the U.S. dollar index fell another 2%, leaving the dollar down 7% since its peak 12 weeks ago. In intraday trading on Monday, gold was up more than 22% and silver 30% year-to-date. These higher gold and silver prices are even more impressive when you consider how much financial resources have been devoted to halting these gains. Between last Friday and this Monday, there was almost a 10% increase in the number of open futures contracts on the COMEX gold market. Almost 5 million ounces of paper gold contracts were sold short on those 2 days in a failed effort to suppress the price. In the silver market, the number of open futures contracts on the COMEX exceeded 1 billion ounces for the first time in history. Here again, massive short selling of paper silver did not stop the price from rising. Rising gold and silver prices, even despite major suppression efforts, are a huge warning of financial problems about to erupt. While America's population keeps growing, the number of businesses in existence continues to decline. That is terrible news for the future of the U.S. dollar, economy, and government. If the other media won't keep you informed, I will. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday when I share with you the real state of the American jobs market here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.